From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court, Judge Neil Gorsuch, has called the president's sharp criticism of the judiciary, in his words, demoralizing and disheartening. Gorsuch made his comments while meeting privately Wednesday with Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal, who later revealed Gorsuch's statements. President Trump reacted to Gorsuch's remarks Thursday on Twitter by apparently questioning the integrity of Senator Blumenthal. Within the past hour, Senator Jeff Sessions was sworn in as the new U.S. Attorney General during a ceremony at the White House where he expressed support for the president's travel ban.
And you've said something that I believe, and I think the American people believe, that we need a lawful system of immigration, one that serves the interests of the people of the United States. That's not wrong, that's not immoral, that's not indecent. We admit a million people a year plus who lawfully, and we need to end this lawlessness that threatens the public safety, pulls down wages of working Americans.
The U.S. Senate confirmed Sessions on Wednesday after more than a day of heated debate and a dramatic confrontation that led to the suspension of a prominent Democrat from the floor deliberations. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan told lawmakers on Thursday he believes the U.S.-backed Afghan forces are in a stalemate in the 15-year-old war. General John Nicholson said he needs an additional few thousand more soldiers to break that stalemate. Nicholson was answering questions from senators about the Trump administration's plans for handling the long-running war in Afghanistan. For more news, join us at voanews.com, and this is VOA News Washington. Kenya's Supreme Court Thursday blocked a government plan to close the world's largest refugee camp near the Somali border. We have more on the story from Jill Craig in Nairobi.
24-year-old Mohamed Abdullahi Jamale is one of those who would have been affected by the camp's closure.
Really, that is the best ever news I've ever had, because somebody like me who was born and raised in the camps, who has never seen Somalia and who don't know anything about Somalia, is really welcoming this, and we really appreciate the rulings of the court.
But not everyone is pleased with the verdict. Kenya Ministry of the Interior spokesperson Mwenda Njoka says the government plans to appeal the ruling because its original motivation for closing the camp remains.
And they became places where terrorists would come, Al-Shabaab, their sympathizers would go and plan the attacks on Kenya.
Since mid-May 2016, when the Kenyan government announced its closure decision, almost 34,000 refugees have gone to Somalia through the UN Refugee Agency's Return Assistance Program. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
Turkish authorities have reportedly seized explosives and arrested four suspected Islamic State militants near the Syrian border. The Dogan News Agency is reporting police also recovered suicide attack belts, remote-controlled detonators, and several guns from the Islamists, whom authorities believe were planning to carry out a major terror attack. Police in Turkey have stepped up their anti-terror operations since a New Year attack on an Istanbul nightclub killed 39 people, mostly foreigners. India's foreign ministry on Thursday dismissed the Pakistani spokesman's remarks of developing, in his words, a secret nuclear city, calling them baseless and a figment of Pakistan's imagination.
I also find this a very strange statement coming from a country which has, A, not declared, prepared a separation plan, and B, has a very strong record of proliferation. So clearly, this shows a complete lack of understanding. It also shows a complete lack of appreciation of India's own very, very strong credentials in the area of nuclear nonproliferation.
India accused Pakistan of an attempt to deflect attention from Pakistan's role as a sponsor of terror. A Malaysian ship carrying 2,300 tons of food and medicine to help members of Myanmar's persecuted Muslim Rohingya minority arrived in Yangon on Thursday. The humanitarian aid comes as rights groups accuse the army of mass killings, rapes, and other crimes targeting the ethnic group. Organizers of the shipment say they trust the government will deliver the supplies as promised, despite its record of discrimination. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.